Blog Hang on, house, radio.
Don't go away.
Yep. We're back live. Today's a live show. We're on the air. And I want to say thank you again, Mario, for our opening theme. And it's a beautiful day, sweltering hot. I don't know. I mean, come on, Cynthia. I don't know how I could deal with this. I don't know. How about you down there in Nashville?
Nashville, you know? Sizzles. Well, you know, we're a little bit in mourning today because, you know, our Predators didn't they couldn't quite get that Stanley Cup trophy, but they came close. And this week in Nashville, they used to call it fanfare. A friend of mine who's a songwriter calls it the country music petting zoo. But this is where people come and they have things all over the place. And country music people, the fans can go up and get autographs and they put on shows. And in the middle of this, they had the Stanley Cup playoffs at Bridgestone Arena.
Wow.
So it was insanity.
Of course. I mean, sports is like, you know, it's there. You know, it's like they're everywhere. I'm watching the NBA? Is it the NBA that everybody was screaming? Isn't it tonight they're having another, finals? The basketball?
No, who the heck knows? If it isn't about me, I'm not interested. That's the stage I am now in my life.
I know the feeling. I mean, hey, you know, it's crazy. I mean, oh, it was my daughter's birthday last week. Happy birthday to my daughter, Laura. And I took her out to lunch. I said, you can go anywhere you want. And she says, okay. And we went off to a great restaurant, great seafood restaurant called Catch. And it was so delicious. And it was fabulous. We had a great time. Then we did the walk on the High Line. And it started to get a little too warm. I was, like, passing out from the heat. And, you know, this heat, as I get older, the heat doesn't work well with me. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Well, hey, I'm playing my tiny violin. Try running a half marathon in 94 degrees, okay? I'm just saying.
Oh, wait a minute. What about that guy that ran for 50 hours?
Oh, no.
I think he did 50 marathons, one of those things. He did.
he was running away from me. We had a date, and he ran in the other direction.
I'm telling
you.
Well, you
know what?
It's
the beginning of the summer, and this, we've been off the air for a while because we've been traveling, retooling, whatever, and one of the reasons why we came back on the air, and I feel like they're waiting to jump in the room so we can say surprise.
Yeah,
they're hanging
I
on
think
there.
So, too.
but I mean, one of the reasons why we came back on the air was it is time for the Happy Together Tour. And if you haven't done the Happy Together, gone to see it, then you are really missing something.
I'm so glad you finally got a chance to see what I've been talking about all this time.
Yeah, it was. But anyway, we have on the phone now May's crush, Paul Cousfield, and hopefully Susan Cousfield, too, to bring us up to date.
I love them both.
And so we can have our first Cousfield sighting this summer. Are you there, Cousfield?
Are
Hello?
They there? Did we get them? Wait a minute. Are they on? Hold on. Let me just see something.
Hello?
There they are. You didn't press the button. You didn't press the button.
Oh, okay. I thought it was my phone.
I got you. We got you.
No, it was me. We're slow on the uptake getting back into this technology, if you know what I mean. Cousfield, hello. Do we have Paul and Susan or just Paul?
Well, it is the Paul and Susan show minus Susan because we were on. I thought we were going to be on the bus for this call, and the bus driver all of a sudden said, "Hey, I'm stopping at Walmart," and my sister took off of that bus like a cat after a mouse, I'll tell you. And so she just called me. She's on Ubering back here, but you know, you got me and Bob here, and
great.
And so
Bob, awesome.
Yeah. Hi, Bob.
Yes, hi. I'm going to say hi. This is Bob. I'm the first guest on this show, not on your show, on our Happy Together segment.
which is terrific.
That was Bob.
Awesome.
That's so great. Oh, I'm telling you.
Now,
I'm so happy
to have
you guys
back. Started performing? Are you already out? Have you done a show yet, or are you getting ready to go?
No, we've already done three. We started in Biloxi on the 9th of June and did Clearwater on the 10th and Jacksonville, Florida on the 11th. And now we're on our way up to your neck of the woods, May, up to Morristown, New Jersey, and into New York. So
well,
we're
I can't
on
wait
the East
to see
Coast.
You, see you here. When are you getting into New York? I got to let all my New York peeps know all about this.
We're playing Westbury on June 16th. We'll be at Westbury, and then we're going to Albany on June 17th, and then Tarrytown on June 18th.
Okay.
And,
places. Well, Albany's a little far out. That's the capital of our state capital there. But Tarrytown and Westbury are within my reach, that's for sure.
Am I going to see you there? Do you want to go there?
Absolutely. I'm definitely.
Okay.
I will be contacting you. Definitely come see you because I can't wait. I love you guys.
Okay.
I tell you, you guys should actually
man,
have
you're so
the show.
Sweet.
You guys really.
Well, you know what? We got a great show this year. You know, we got the Turtles, of course, and they're crazy. And wait till you see their opening skit, May and Cynthia. It's, you know, how they always take a relevant thing and really screw it up. No.
Oh, gee.
It's always a surprise what they're going to do. And, boy, they sure surprised us this time. And the association are back, guys. They're back on this tour this summer. We were so happy to see them. We're really good friends with those guys, and we just love them to death, Jim and Dell and Jules. And so we're so happy to have them back out. But catch this. So the Box Tops, Give Me a Ticket for an Aeroplane, they're on the tour with us this year.
Fabulous.
That's
fabulous.
Bill Cunningham, one of the original cats, he's there. He's looking good. You know, actually, he's looking really good because I said to Bob, man, that's got to be the guy's kid or something. He looks so young. You know, but and also who opens up the whole show is Ron Dante, and he was the voice of
Ron. I love Ron.
Bob, Ron is such a great guy. But Bob, tell them about Sugar Sugar and what that did.
Ron, Sugar Sugar, here's Sugar Sugar. Guys our age, when we were growing up, all of us will admit that somebody eventually came up to you and said, "All right, guys, Ginger or Marianne." Right. So now what the Archies brought to us was another duo of girls that could define us by which one we were lured to. So now that we had beyond Ginger Marianne, we had Betty and Veronica. Like, I'm a Veronica
That's
Marianne
right.
guy, okay? You know what I'm saying?
There you
it's
go.
Like, I know that about me quickly. And guys that answered that, Ginger Marianne, none of us hesitated. Yeah, you answer immediately. You know. If you're a Ginger or Marianne or a Betty and Veronica guy.
That is hilarious.
It is hilarious.
You know
the
about
I mean,
Ron
I love
Dante.
Ron Dante. I love Ronnie.
Yeah,
I see him every so
mate.
Often.
Yeah, well, you're going to see him because, and the thing about Ron that blows our mind is, you know, Sugar Sugar, the song.
Right.
Well, in what year, Bob?
69.
Tell them about that.
In 69, the top songs vying for, you know, attention were Get Back, it was The Boxer, it was Aquarius by Fifth Dimension, Hair by the Cow Sills, all multi-million sellers, and Sugar Sugar kicked us all out of the park by getting Record of the Year.
Oh, my gosh.
And selling millions more than all of those songs that I just named. Sugar Sugar outsold us by double and triple digits around the world.
And it was a fake group. I mean, all you think of is this cartoon, and they made it. It was Andy Kim who wrote the song, I believe. And
Ron Dante said he was sitting around and they needed some singer, so he just hung out at the studio and sang Sugar Sugar, and it changed his life. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
And look, that Ron Dante, he produced Barry Manilow's hits. He wrote a bunch of TV commercials.
He's no schlup.
That you will all know his commercials.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I that's why I say I know Ron and Cynthia, if you haven't seen him, he's really, when you hear the voice, that's it.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm trying to, you know, work my way in to get some Nashville tickets when you guys come through here, because I loved the show last time, and I didn't get to meet you, Bob, and I actually have a Bob question. Usually it's Are You Single, but you know what, I'm on some kind of other journey now, so I don't even know about that anymore. But Bob, are you surprised at the attention that you guys still get when you go out on tour, the excitement that people still have about your music?
I'd have to say yes. And the reason is because when you're young and you go through this, you're not surprised and you're not having emotions other than your job is to just record and make records, and you're fortunate enough to have hit records and you're selling them and you're touring. That's your job. But what surprised us, later, decades later, man, who knew? And yeah, we're surprised that the audience is still there, still has a pep in there. They're us, you know, they're our colleagues and their kids too. Our kids love these songs. And the audience is there, and that we're all just going strong like this shocked the heck out of all of us, I think. And, you know, the Turtles came up with a great business plan of, you know, together we can do what we all could do alone before. We can do it again together. And the audience said, do it. And, man, it's a hoot, and it sells out everywhere it goes, and there's a reason. You're going to get 30 number one hit records sung to you the way they were recorded by the original artist. I mean, that's kind of unique, and you better get out before we're all dead.
Listen, I hope that we're not talking for a long time on that one, because you guys, and I have to tell you,
like our obituary.
Yeah. But you know what, you guys, and I've said this over and over to a lot of my friends, and I've actually played clips because I've taped you guys. When you guys are singing, I said the Cow Sales sound better now than they did back then. They said they're really still performing. I said, let me play it to you, and I would give them a clip of them so they can hear you, and they go, wow. And they said, must go out and see them. I said, absolutely, you got to go out and see them, because you guys really, you guys now sound better to me than you did back then. It's,
you know,
really,
May,
amazing.
It's so funny, because we're feeling even stronger this summer. We just talked about this last night. You know, we're into our third show, and we all three of us came off the stage going, man, it was great for us up there. We're singing better than we did last season. I don't get it. I don't know what the deal is, but we're just having a ball, and boy, we're just loving it. And if it wasn't good to our ears, we would not be loving it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And I talk to people from Chiller who remembered when, you know, you guys every morning when you come down to the table and sing, and they remembered. These are the people at Chiller who worked there. They loved you guys. So
we're 24/7. I mean, and saying that is like, we're the same crazy people off that stage as we are on that stage.
Yeah, when we arrived on the tour the first summer, we come bouncing in, of course, you know, and all the veterans of this go, yeah, well, we'll see how you're bouncing in August. We'll see how you do then, you know.
Yeah.
And we're bouncing more
down
August than in June. Yeah.
No, I know. They don't know that. I can tell that whatever happened in the beginning, you're just as good at the end. There's no lag time in here. It's really,
yeah. We're athletes. We take this real professional. It is a love and it's a passion, but it's also important for us to be on our game, because every audience is different. People go, wow, you shave every day? And I go, yeah, because every audience is different and every audience is new, and I want them to see a clean face, Paul. And if it's every day I got to do it, then it's every day I'll do it, because –
you got to do Rain the Park every day.
You got to do that. So, yeah.
Yep. You know, and it's great. Listen, I love the fact what's the song that the Partridge Family did? And I'm glad you're doing it now. I can't remember the title. I Think I Love You. I just saw David Cassidy. I hadn't seen him in a while. And I'm just glad, even though that he sings it, but I'm glad you took it over, you know, for yourselves, because that's what it was based on, was your lives. And I'm telling you, I'm glad you're doing it. So
I see what you're saying, May. Yeah, you know, I'm just helping my brother
David out, you know. I know he wants this song to keep going. He announced a while back he was not going to be doing anything anymore, and I almost reached out to him. I'd love to meet him one day.
I had seen him on his last gig, and I was the only person he wanted to talk to, so we stood and talked for a few minutes, and it was great. And he said to everybody in the audience, "I'm not retiring. I'm just not doing these tours anymore." So
I'm glad
somebody's continuing, and it's you guys.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah,
we will carry the torch. We will carry the Partridge torch proudly,
and for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's funny because as much as it's the Partridge, it's really you. It's for the Council.
It is.
Because that's where it was. That's how it started.
Yep.
And I'm thrilled.
And
I'm thrilled that, you know, you guys are still going strong, really.
I
can remember being so jealous of your sister. I was so jealous of Susan Castle. I was like, because, you know, I can't sing my way out of a paper bag. And I was, like, so jealous of her. And now I get to talk to her, and she disses me and goes to Walmart. There's something really poetic in all of that.
Well, that's very true.
Really,
and that's
what happened. Here's what Susan would say: that growing up with her brothers was one of the most beautiful, awe-inspiring, magical moments of anything that could happen to a little girl.
That
Susan thinks that is what happened to her.
That is not true. Susan would be punching this guy right in the nose right now. It was a tough time, I'm sure.
Tortured her.
It was six older brothers, and she was the youngest kid. Bob didn't even know her for about 10 years.
I didn't.
Bob's going, who's that? What is that? The neighbor's kid that's coming in here?
No,
so you guys are saying she rode unicorns
we never had a girl in the family, so the fact that it was a girl was big news in the house. Definitely, it reached the third floor. Okay, that's how big it was. So, and we all ran down and looked, and it looked like any other baby, so whatever on that. And we went on our bikes and continued our lives.
And then she grew up, and then she started to kick butt. That's what happened.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's one of the strongest girls, physically, that you're ever going to meet. I mean, when me and her get tangling, it'll be fun for a while, and then every now and then it seems to be getting serious. And, boy, she is one tough kid.
Yes, mm-hmm. I can believe that. Now, how do you feel, Paul, now that Grimm is over? There's my point.
That was kind of tough. I mean, you know, I'm an older guy, so it was okay for me. But what I realized was that I wasn't ever going to do trees anymore, and that was really affecting me. I don't know what it was, but my whole body was geared for the forest, and when that show was over. But what I did was I went right to a show called The Librarians. It's a TNT show. It's Dean Devlin's. Well, I'm a scenic artist. I started as a scenic, actually. And then got into the greens when the Twilight movie came along. But I've always been a painter in movies and TV and a plaster and all that. So I got to go right to the Librarians and do that and hang out with some of my dear paint friends, and that was really great.
You're now working on the Librarian.
The tour came up, and, you know, they worked from April into September. And so I worked with them, you know, for a few months. And it was just great to get back with some old friends.
I tried working on the librarian once, but I couldn't get her glasses off.
Oh, okay. Bob, you need your portable rim shot. You need your rim shot if you're going to do those kind of jokes on this show.
I love this. How long is the tour?
The tour goes all the way till – actually – if I might just say one thing, this year it's interesting. Susan's birthday was May 20th, and we had a show on her birthday. The last day of the Happy Together tour in somewhere in Minnesota is August 26th, and that's Bob's birthday.
Wow.
And then we're going to Pennsylvania. And then we're going to Pennsylvania on November 11th, my birthday, and we're doing a show there with Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Amazing.
So you guys are doing like the National Lampoon tour. You're going up and down and sideways and all over the country.
you know, it is pretty much like that. Howard, our dear friend Flo, Eddie from the Turtles, Howard, he didn't like that last year, that zigzagging that was really going crazy in the year before. So what they did was they kind of made it a little better. The East Coast is a segment, the West Coast is a segment, and then the Midwest will be a segment. Instead of going from Florida to New York, back to Mississippi, over to Florida, back to Minnesota.
He's
and
right
so
about
that's
that.
Why
He's right.
Yeah, that's why we started a week later and we're ending it a week earlier. And so it's all working out best for everybody. You know, honestly, these cats are all getting old, and they can't handle the zigzag life.
And we would like to say that at this point, three shows in, there are no injuries on the Happy Together tour.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, thank God.
Yeah,
yes,
there
I
were a few
last year,
right? Oh, my gosh.
Oh my
yes.
Gosh.
We had Howard and Spencer. May, you saw Spencer out in New York, and he had his legs going on and his cut forehead from falling and hitting his head. It's like crazy.
Oh, I remember. And believe me, the nurses here, and I'm saying that I wish they were my nurses when I fell, and that's Paul and Susan. They were, you know, with Howard, they were moving him around. They were doing everything. It was amazing, just amazing.
Yeah.
And you guys did an amazing job backstage. I can believe it. But Spencer was scaring me at one point. Not because of anything, because when he fell, he still wanted to go on. We're going, but you're injured. You can't go. You can't do this.
Exactly. Spencer's whole thing was, don't tell anyone. I fell and hit my head. Don't tell anyone. My leg's twice the size as the other leg. Don't tell anyone.
That was true. I know, because I love Spencer. And when he showed me his leg, I was like, oh my God, you can't do this. You got to take care
of
yourself.
He's incredible, man. He's incredible. I love that guy. He's incredible.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I've known him for so long, and it's like it's a bit. It, you know, it worried me because I care a lot. You know, for my friends and everything, and I just don't want them to injure themselves any more than where they are. It was bad enough for him to fall. I didn't want him to get worse.
Exactly.
And I'm so glad you guys took good care of him, and I know that
he was a special person. Oh, Spencer was, and we got to meet him and find out about him, and he is a beautiful person, man. I love him. I love him. Hey, I did want to mention to Cynthia that, you know what? We're going to be playing the Ryman Auditorium on August 17th in Nashville.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Have
you ever played in the Ryman? The Ryman is fabulous. Have you ever been in there?
Yeah. Is that the original Grand Ole Opry?
That's the original.
We did the Johnny Carson. Thank you, Bob. Johnny Cash show with Minnie Pearl and Carl Perkins and everything. It was taped and recorded right from that stage.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So you've been there. That was a couple days ago, right? Yeah.
it seems like yesterday, but I got a funny feeling it wasn't.
Oh. Well, that's great. So don't forget, Cynthia, you got to write this down.
I am.
Yeah,
I'm writing
August 17th.
I love the Ryman anyway. That's a fabulous venue. So, and it'll be perfect for you guys as long as Paul doesn't jump off the stage. Are you going to do any mosh pit jumping? I just want to, you know, be prepared.
He's going to jump. Yep. His plan is to jump over any kind of mosh pit into the first rows of seats.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we'll see. But that's a historic place. We're looking forward to playing there for sure.
It is. And you know what? We're going to be on the air with you guys again on August 14th. And so, Cynthia, we'll get it all wrangled and set up for the 17th.
We'll hatch a plot. We'll hatch a plot. I'm really looking forward. Well, you know what? So now what's your next? Where are you now? Where are you now? And what's your next show?
We're in the heart of North Carolina.
Yeah, we're in Wilson, North Carolina, heading at midnight tonight into Morristown for the Morristown show.
Oh, right, Morristown, New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah.
At the Mayo.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Can I ask you, are you around, where are you around August 9th? Just curious.
Yeah, I can tell you that. I can tell you that right now. On August 9th, we're going to be in August 9th, we're going to be in Hamburg, the Erie County Fair.
And where is that?
Upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Oh, okay. I was just curious where that is. I have no idea. New York, people don't realize that New York State is huge. I have not a clue where every place is. So it's excuse me for being knowing where you guys are. Hamburg, that's interesting. I got to look that up.
Yeah.
No, I'm just curious where if you were anywhere close, because I'm having a photo exhibition around in that. But I'm in, you ready for this? I'm in Fall River, Massachusetts. So
that's right by Newport, Rhode Island, where we grew up and everything.
Well, I'm going to have an exhibition there. And I didn't realize that what it was famous for was Lizzie Borden. And what was it? And Mayor Bloomberg and Emeril Lagasse.
Yes, and also May Milk Glass. My mom used to go to Fall River to go to the outlets there, and she'd come back with all this milk glass. You know, the white glass with the bump, the little balls on the outside of it.
Oh,
oh my
gosh!
You're
kidding?
Yes.
I'm
was Fall River.
Check that out. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have to check that out now. I really will. Now I know. See, I had no idea. I'm doing it at the Narrows Gallery out there, and I invited my girlfriend, another photographer, to join me on this. So there's two of us, and her name
cool.
is Deborah Feingold, and she did a lot of because she's a professional, and she's done all this stuff like Madonna, and she's done a lot of cover people from Obama to Desmond Tutu, and you know she's, and so I said we're doing a rock and roll, and she said yes, let's do it. So the two of us are doing this on, and it'll be up from July 22nd to September 1st. So it'll be up there. But August 9th is when I'm going to be there. So.
Are you selling them, the pictures,
yes.
or just showing?
No, we're showing and selling. Absolutely. Yeah.
Showing and selling. God, I wish we were closer, man. It'd be fun
to
come by.
Well, that's why. Well, it's on, anyway, it starts in July 22nd. And it ends at September 1st. It's going to be there. And
you know, we're going to have you on the show when that gets closer, and you can publicize it some more.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
But it's
show now. Yeah.
So.
That's why we only have them guest starring once a season.
Yeah, if you have any more Bob questions, you should give them to me now, because next week's guest isn't going to be able to help you at all there.
Oh, he won't be able to answer the Bob questions.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to have to get that.
No, think of the Bob question. I got a funny feeling he'll be right here with us.
We didn't get to talk to Bob last year, so you know what? We might have to delve back into our listener mail and see if we have a Bob question or two. See what
you're
you started,
right.
Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to remind you, and I'm not memorable, I know, but I was on the first show last summer.
Did
and
you
that's
talk?
Okay.
Right.
I mean,
I'm going to go
don't
back
remember.
And listen.
I mean, it's Bob. I mean, no one remembers Bob's. It's okay. But I'll be your first guest next summer. Ooh, I just said next summer. I let it slip, but we don't know if we're back on. I don't know why I said that.
He's there, big boy.
You'll be there. I'm telling you, you're going to be there.
He was projecting.
You're
he was manifesting the thought. There you go. There you
Absolutely.
Go. All right, listen, guys, we're going to let you go. Because
okay.
And you tell Susan
no,
there is an app for her
another,
phone.
No. I'm sorry, what?
There is an app for her phone for Walmart, you know, where it can locate it anywhere that you are. So, you know, when you're when you're traveling through.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's one more question I want to ask. You have one more brother that normally plays for the Beach Boys. Is he still out there going with the Beach
John
Boys?
Johnny's still with the Beach Boys.
Okay.
You know, he can't afford to come and work with us. They do so many shows. You know, they do like 280 shows a year. And he's loving it. I mean, who wouldn't want to be a Beach Boy, right, you guys?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So he's living his own dream as a Beach Boy, and we're living our dreams as cowgirls.
See? But you're being you, the cowgirls.
Yes. Very happy about that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I got everybody in. We got everybody
yep.
in, so that's cool.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you guys, we're going to catch you on the next go round, and
we hope
you have a great show tonight. And
go to
heading up to wherever you are.
What was that?
Go to calculus.com. Oh,
right, calculus.
Leave a message. Say hi to him.
Absolutely. We better get some more questions for Bob. We got to get more questions for Bob.
Oh, I'm working on it, Bob. Be careful what you wish for. Be careful.
You have a year, okay? You have a year. 1 year.
Is that it? We only get him for once a year? This is not good.
Yeah, he's only
going to
come on once a year. Bob's a little diva. Bob.
He's our diva, and we love him dearly. So he can do whatever he wants. But he'll be on next Monday's show as well.
Oh, good.
All right.
We'll have those questions.
All right.
So
that sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have fun. Say out
love
to Susan. Take care.
We will give her your love, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
See all your listeners out
there.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. So funny. They are so funny.
Susan's at Walmart. Okay. That could not be any more perfect. Then, you know, down here, May, Walmart, because Walmart's open 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
The thing to do down here is to go to Walmart about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It is.
I know.
Almost an out-of-body experience. I'm not kidding. It's something to see.
I once said to somebody, I said, oh, wow, you're 24 hours. This is when, in the early days when I was going to a super Walmart when they built it. And they say, yeah. And I said, oh, what is it like? They say, oh, 1 o'clock in the morning. She goes, oh, you know, it must be quiet. They go, 1 o'clock in the morning, it's packed.
It's hopping.
Oh,
hopping.
Yeah. And I, you know what? I hate to say it because I like shopping in the middle of the night myself. So whenever there's a
24-7. The one near me, because, you know, there's a lot of country music people, of course. You know, I live in the outskirts of Nashville, and I was in there one night about 2 o'clock in the morning, and old Reba McEntire was doing her shopping, you know. So
you know, it's always those off hours that you go, oh, I need this, and then, you know, you've been on the road or you've been working on something else, and you go, I forgot I need this, and where am I gonna go? And definitely Walmart fills the bill on that one, you know, or any of these stores that are open. I mean, I live now, thank God, I'm back in the city, but I have a 24-hour Dunkin' Donuts by me. That's if I need one. And I have a 24-hour CVS by me. I have also fruit, you know, grocery stands that are 24 hours. I got several of those. So, you know, and lately I've even found one of those vendors, you know, the, you know, street vendors that are those street carts, those truck vendors.
Mm-hmm.
One of them are now sitting on one of my corners a couple of blocks away. So it's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm off the sugar. I'm into my third week now. Yeah, I haven't killed anybody, but, yeah, it came close.
Well, you know, I don't order so much donuts or anything. Once in a blue moon, I may have a sweet tooth, but that's only, you know, but if you're going to give me, I'd rather have savory. You know, I'm a savory eater. So,
yes, I know. I know from your postings of the photos of food creations that
you kill me with. You kill me. You know, what am I going to tell you? But I was going to say we need to get some people. I was just with my friend Wendy Kaufman, and a lot of people know her as the Snapple Lady. And so we should get her on. She just did a segment with the doctors where they've been monitoring her and her eating habits, because that's one of the addictions that she has, is the eating. So she's lost some weight, and it's fabulous. She looks great. And now if they could do that with me, I'd be very happy. Padlock my mouth. That's about it. There it goes. You know, and it's good. She's a character. She has a great personality, and I love her dearly. She is one of my good friends. And there was a whole coffee clutch that we all sat around with musicians and whatever else, you know. And you missed a great party, you know, when I had my barbecue party. You missed a good one.
I know. I've missed a lot of parties. I'm reevaluating. I'm going to a new time management thing for Cynthia, and starting to play more, work less. That's my motto. So,
well, you
now,
know
it
what?
Could be that I'll be living in a tent, but that's, you know, tent living isn't bad. It's not bad.
Listen, I've seen those yurgas or whatever they called it, those they've done. And
yeah.
I said, oh, there, we can give you one
of
those.
Oh, May,
yeah.
You could not do that. The first time, well, you're not a squeamish girl, but you're not a tent girl either. You're not a tent girl.
No, but I don't mind trying it out once.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't. I looked at that Tiny Nation stuff too, and I couldn't do that.
Well,
you know?
I have a friend who's determined that okay, she wants to build a tiny house. I'm like, oh, okay. What are you sniffing? Because your clothing alone needs a tiny house. You know, but she's convinced that she's going to be able to. I said, so this is what's going to happen. You're going to start collecting things again, have no place to put them. So you're going to build a shed behind your tiny house to store stuff. And when that gets full, you're going to build another shed. And before you know it, your tiny house is now going to be a normal sized house with a bunch of additions on it. You know,
exactly.
It makes no sense.
No. Let me tell you, it is tough. I mean, still, I need someone to come and help me organize. That's what I need. You know, any volunteers? I really do need somebody that's good at organizing. I see the space, but I don't know. You know how you have space sometimes and you go, how do I utilize it to make it, you know, that
yep.
utilize every inch of it? And I,
oh,
you know, I can
skill.
See the space.
That's a skill.
It is a skill.
Yeah.
It's not something that all you have to do is just put it. Because somebody will say, no, why don't you fold it this way or do this, and you could put it in here, and then you could have. And you don't think of it. Somebody came up today, and my friend Roberta says, well, if you build another shelf here, you could actually have a few more places here. And I went, oh, that's interesting. So again, it really is a skill of what somebody sees in your place and what to put up, and then. To get all this stuff. I'm down to maybe 6 big giant boxes, and still, you know, the smaller boxes are easier, but I got to get rid of some of them. I know it's just music stuff, and I don't want to touch those until I've gotten rid of all my clothing boxes, and then I'll be ready. And then I'll be ready to have guests over.
Yeah. Simplify. I'm very overwhelmed by all of it. It's like I look around and I say, okay, as you're collecting things in your life, like I need this, I have to have this. And then you get to a point where you're like, why do I have all this junk? I need to get rid of stuff. And I'm at that point, you know, I need to get rid of stuff.
It's
closing in on me. I live in Gray Gardens.
I have old fur coats, I was just saying. I don't,
you
know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and they're in perfect condition. They're in every, but I don't wear them, you know. So
no.
I got to figure out what.
Well,
do
in
here.
New York City, you take your chances wearing a real fur, because
yeah,
there's
well.
A lot of people who will come up and throw stuff on it, and you know that's been going on for a long time, you know.
Yeah, and I don't,
but,
you know. First off, then someone said to me, several people have actually suggested this, and I said I didn't need to do that. But it was like, why don't I make a throw pillow type thing with the fur? And yeah. I said, first off, I have too many throws as it is that's not fur, and I don't need one in this apartment. This, for the first time in an apartment, my apartment was so hot. I had air conditioning on the cold. I was relishing the cold. Because it was like I needed some coolness. I had hot. It was the steam heat was just too crazy for me. Just wild.
Oh, yeah, you don't want fur. Yeah, fur pillows somehow. That's
yeah,
a buzzkill.
Yeah, it does seem to work for me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then this past week I went to see The Dives again. They're a young band. And as I said before, they're a young band with, like I said, the lead singer, whose father is Paul Stanley, but they don't sound like Kiss. So if anybody thinks they do, they don't. They're a good, nice, they're good sounding band, a young band, and, you know, today's market. And then, of course, I was rewatching 60 Minutes last night and watched Bruno Mars, which is my other favorite.
Oh, you love Bruno Mars. You know,
I
saw it, and maybe it was a 60 Minutes thing where he showed, he is such a humble guy, and he
yeah.
showed his humble beginnings and where he
yes.
lived, and it's like, wow, you know, you don't see this this guy in the tabloids. You don't see him all over TMZ and all this stuff.
He made
just seems
one
to be
mistake.
Such a
once.
Great person.
Yeah, he talked
what
about
he
how
do?
He made the one mistake, and he said, "I'll never. You won't see that again." That was I was young and stupid. I'm not doing that again.
Well,
he is so
I mean,
focused.
He just, yeah,
he's focused.
And he's so talented. So I mean, you know, on top of it, he's really good at
he's,
what he
you
does.
You know what
he so,
is? He's the new guy. That sounds like what the Cowsills are, which is they're dedicated to their craft,
mm-hmm.
and they want that craft to be perfect all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly
well,
the way.
I don't think people realize the body of work that the Cowsills have. You know, song after song, and when they perform, they do it with such joy, and they're happy to be there. They're happy to be performing for people. They genuinely appreciate their fans. And it's they're fun, you know.
I know.
It's really something to see because they really are, as you said, better now than they've ever been. And when you can
oh,
say
God, yes.
that you've been singing for 40-some-odd years and you're sounding better than when you were in your heyday, that's really something. Because a lot of live performers now that were, you know, big one time, it's like, oh, please, no, don't, stop, you know, not them. They are fantastic. So,
well, that's why
even Bob,
even Ben. So we're winding down to our
down.
Show. What are you up to? Just tell me what you're going on down in
well,
Nashville.
Tomorrow night, I'm going with Marianofsky, fantastic songwriter, to go and see Ann Wilson at the Nashville Symphony. Okay,
oh,
now she's yeah. Nancy Leanders, our bud, she was invited to go and she's away, so Mary and I get to go, and I'm very excited about it because I absolutely love Ann Wilson and the Nashville Symphony House. The symphony itself is not playing with her; she's got her own band, but they're playing in the Nashville Symphony, and it's a fantastic building. It's such an oxymoron to have a symphony. Two blocks down from the Johnny Cash Museum. You know, it's like a juxtaposition, you know, but it's fantastic, and so I'm looking forward to that, you know, and just
That's great.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
She's
I love
her voice. I love the, you know, I love Heart when they were doing that. They're just, I've met Anne a few times, so it's great, and, you know, fantastic. I'm so glad for you. You're finally getting
yeah.
out to do some music.
Yeah. I'm doing an adult thing. There may be an adult beverage with that too. I'm really going full.
Oh,
tilt
ho hog on this
okay.
one. Oh my goodness. I don't think I can take this. But yeah,
no.
We are, you know, we're it's going to be a good summer. I mean, I'm just getting
it's
ready
gonna
for
be a
the
fun
exhibition
summer.
Is just it's just crazy. I hope you come up at one point to visit me. People
hey,
don't realize
I'm,
that we are actually doing
try.
The show from two different places. One's in Nashville,
yes, we're not
one's
in
New
room.
York. We're not, and yep. the Cowsills are on the road, so we're definitely not in the same room.
I just think I'm sorry. I'm going to laugh all night thinking of Susan jumping in an Uber to go to Walmart.
I know.
Okay,
she's just taking off to that Walmart. You know, it's so great.
I wish I knew which one because I'd call there and ask them to page her. That's really mean.
That is mean. She would just be freaked out. Yeah, we're gonna, you know, we're trying to get back into this groove of getting onto the show because I know we've been so busy. It's not because we don't want to
do
it.
Oh my gosh!
Everyone out
there,
they
can hear our
squeaky,
rusty
yeah.
stuff with our studio here trying to run it, you know. But we'll get back there. You know.
And listen, I just wish I had better equipment these days. I need a new Mac. That's what I need. I gotta save up for
yeah.
that. So. And it'll be cool. And I'm just doing a lot of things. I'm doing some classes, online classes, and you know, things I want to do. And
awesome.
It's good. It's all good. And we're winding down, and we'll
yeah.
be talking to people next week and get some questions
we'll
for Bob.
We'll be back next
Bob
week. Yeah, I'm going to think I'm going to delve into Bob's past and perhaps come up with some, what about Bob?
Absolutely.
That's going to be my new
yeah.
thing. What about Bob? All right. So we're gonna jump off now, and we're really excited, and the Castles hopefully are going to wrangle some of the peeps that are out on tour with them, and they're excited
because Ron Dante is fabulous. Ron Dante is great.
Yep.
I know Ron, so it's great. So
cool.
You'll have a good time when you see them. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm going to be signing off. It's a beautiful day. It's hot. It's summery. I need to cool down. 90 degrees in New York City is not fun. So, signing off. This is May signing off from New York.
And this is Cynthia signing off from Nashville. And you've been listening to May and Cynthia's dinner specials with the Cowsills this week on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody.